Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It's 4:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Don't let the rain scare you. This is going to blow in and blow out of here. It really is. We got a few showers lingering around. There is a severe thunderstorm watch for the area, primarily to the north of the 10 freeway. So just keep that. But we might see some showers throughout the afternoon. But there, what we'll say, we'll call this lingering showers. Is that okay, Austin?
Sure, sure.
Okay, so Austin's going to be around in about 4 minutes or so, and he will give us that forecast. Also looking at the bands on the beach forecast for tonight, and also a five-day forecast. He's going to be a busy guy here in a few minutes. So Austin will be coming in. Busy day today. Let's go ahead, jump in, and do the top three trending stories you need to know about.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, the Pensacola City Council is set to vote on a settlement agreement Thursday to settle a federal civil lawsuit over the seawall that protects the Palafox Pier Marina and the other docks in that area. The agreement allows the marina company to make repairs to the seawall, and if those repairs are completed within 5 years, the city will be legally obligated to extend the Balin Slips Marina lease with the city for 25 years to the year 2070.
And Escambia County wants to eliminate derelict boats, especially in Bayou Chico, the county's largest dumping ground of unwanted boats. In the first week of June, Escambia Code Enforcement recorded 17 vessels in the bayou that they are monitoring. Escambia Commissioner sent a letter to the Florida legislature asking the state to allow counties to designate their code enforcement officers to investigate vessels in the county waters. And right now, as it stands in Florida statutes, only a sworn law enforcement officer can enforce on derelict vessels.
Okay, here's your third story for the afternoon. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center confirming they're tracking three tropical waves. Before you get upset, don't worry about it. This is not going to affect the Gulf Coast area whatsoever. One wave is located off the western coast of Africa. The two other waves are traveling west over the central Atlantic region. No tropical cyclone activity is expected during the next 7 days in the Caribbean Sea or in the Gulf of America.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Escambia fire officials say they responded to an electric vehicle fire this morning. Happened around 4:30 on the 900 block of Jordan Street when an electric car was found fully engulfed in flames. Firefighters were able to put the fire out within minutes, but the state fire marshal is investigating the cause.
Okay, the real story here today, it's, of course, Election Day for District 3 in Santa Rosa County. Supervisor of Elections, Tappy Villain.
Today is Election Day for House Rep District 3, which is most of Santa Rosa County, not all of Santa Rosa County, but most of Santa Rosa County. It does not include Gulf Breeze, there's some of the precincts down in Navarre that if they're on the south side of 98, those are not included either.
Okay, let me set this up for you. On the ballot today, Republican Nathan Boyles, Democrat Dondre Wise, Patty Burke, Santa Rosa County State Committee woman is reporting today. Unofficial numbers as of 2:30 this afternoon show 2,032 Democrats, 5,483 Republicans, 675 NPAs, non-party affiliations, and other parties, 112. Here's percentages I want to break out. 9.1% of Democrats, 5.9% of Republicans, 2.2% NPAs and other parties have voted. 7.2% of Santa Rosa voters have cast ballots. Polls open till 7. And if this has thoroughly got your attention, Patty Burke will join us live in about 1 hour from right now. And we'll talk about some of these trendy numbers, how it affects Santa Rosa voters, and if she's seen trends of maybe a delusion from Democrats, Republicans moving into NPAs, things like that.
Right.
So we'll have a general discussion about the elections this afternoon. Patty Burke on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, you know, since we're talking about things that are coming up, in just under 15 minutes, I'm going to be giving away a pair of tickets to Camelot. It's Pensacola Little Theater's production of it, going on from June 13th to the 29th. And I'll get details on what that production will entail and what you can do to win them. Once again, coming up in just under 15 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Okay, 4:15. You heard him. You love him. Austin Price in. Has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Woo, yeah, hold your applause. Let's see. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Do have some backups on Highway 90. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Also have some on Navarre Parkway. It's really bad here if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. We've got congestion pushing you all the way back to the Windhaven Beach area, so be on the lookout for that. Not much standing out at this time, though, beyond those couple of spots. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 84 degrees. It's going to be a low of 75 tonight with a 50% chance of showers. We're going to see those chances increase tomorrow for your Wednesday, where the high will be 87 and the low will be 76.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right. The leader of one of the nation's largest sheriff's offices having his job threatened this afternoon after insinuating he'd refuse to enforce immigration laws. Not a good decision here down in Broward County. Here's Eben Brown.
Broward County, Florida Sheriff Gregory Tony is drawing the ire of state officials following comments indicating he'd refuse to help out with immigration and customs enforcement.
And I don't work for the Department of Justice. I don't work for the President of the United States.
Now Tony is being told by Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer that if he won't enforce laws,
we will find someone who will.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has the power to suspend and remove an elected sheriff. Tony is a Democrat but was originally appointed to the sheriff's office by DeSantis himself after suspending the previous sheriff for inactions related to the Parkland school shooting. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Ashley Moody pushing a bill that could make it easier to remove illegal immigrants. Senator Moody and other Republicans announced yesterday they've introduced the Remove Act. It calls for removal proceedings to be concluded within 15 days after they begin.
Well, Florida corrections officials expected to put a convicted killer and rapist to death this afternoon. Let's go back to Eben Brown. He's down in Miami with the story.
A death row inmate in Florida is due to have his sentence carried out today. 54-year-old Anthony Wainwright was convicted of murder for the killing of 23-year-old Carmen Gayhart back in 1994. Wainwright kidnapped the young mother of two from a supermarket parking lot and raped her before killing her. A second man convicted in the crime died while waiting on death row. Wainwright will be executed by lethal injection. He will be the sixth condemned inmate in Florida to be put to death this year. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And we've got a lot about fishers breaking the law lately. Heard about some attacking dolphins, one killing a shark. Well, now a Broward County man is accused of just illegal spearfishing. Authorities say 42-year-old Juan Nealon was fishing for a protected Goliath grouper near Pompano Beach. Officers who responded to the scene noticed him trying to hide the evidence by capsizing his canoe. Nealon is facing seven misdemeanors, including spearfishing within 100 yards of a public beach, unlawful harvesting of a regulated species, and obstruction.
I just want to straighten this out for you. Los Angeles isn't the only rioting site in America. No, protesters rallied against ICE's deportation raids in Tampa Bay Monday. Here's Tampa Bay's Evan Moon with the details.
Hundreds gathered in downtown Tampa Monday in solidarity with protesters in Los Angeles over the weekend, denouncing mass deportations and ICE raids across the country. Florida also carrying out immigration enforcement operations this year, the largest in the state's history, with thousands of arrests. But some Floridians in support of President Trump's immigration policies also showed up to City Hall. The two groups starting on opposite sides of the street, remaining peaceful. But moments later, things escalated with screaming and shouting, forcing Tampa police officers to intervene. No one was hurt.
And a South Florida man facing charges in Pinellas County after he called 911 claiming to lose money at a local strip club. 21-year-old Sultan Alnofe of Miramar told dispatchers he paid a worker at OZ Gentlemen's Club in Clearwater $300 for sex and did not receive his quote-unquote services. Deputies say the man reeked of booze when they arrested him early Sunday morning. He was charged with misuse of a 911 system.
And that's before his wife got a hold of him, right?
Oh, my Lord. That would be rough.
Okay, it will be rough. a venture known as Axiom Mission 4, scheduled for liftoff tomorrow from the Kennedy Space Center. The mission was due to launch today, but due to weather concerns, the flight was postponed an extra 24 hours. The Axiom missions are designed to help build a new space station that will attach to the ISS before its planned 2030 retirement.
All right, 419 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some national headlines for you. And remember, at around 428, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to Pensacola Little Theater's production of Camelot, What You Can Do to Windows Tickets, coming up soon.
This commercial is for people like you. People who enjoy taking long hot showers, who never want to run out of hot water ever again.
Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we are pleased to offer natural gas tankless water heaters. With a natural gas tankless water heater, you'll be able to save space, money, and energy every month. Plus, never run out of hot water. You could qualify for significant rebates from your hometown gas provider just for replacing your existing water heater with a natural gas tankless water heater. You're just a quick phone call away from endless hot water. Time is limited, so call Barbieri Plumbing for all the details. And remember, Barbieri Plumbing always uses the flat rate pricing system, so you'll know exactly what you will pay before the work begins. Call Barbieri Plumbing today, 850-477-8782.
License RF 1106-7749.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hurricane season is here. It's time to make sure your Generac generator is in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today to schedule maintenance of your generator. With 5 certified Generac technicians on staff, they will make sure your generator is ready when you need it. Need a new unit or a replacement? Remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you never spend a dime until your generator is on your property. White Sands Electric is a full-service electrical contractor. Call 850-433-6080 for all your electrical needs.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Santa Rosa County has had some sudden drama over one member of the zoning board allegedly verbally accosting a woman after a meeting and whether he should be removed from that board. 5 different kinds of taxes or shifts in taxes in Santa Rosa County are under consideration, including possibly some tax increases. Can Marines be deployed to a situation like in L.A.? And Sheriff Chip Simmons stopped by. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3, a dangerous trend here, making it the number 3. What I'm talking about, a Chinese national has been arrested for allegedly smuggling biological materials into the U.S. If you remember last week, we were reported 2 Chinese nationals were picked up for doing the same thing. This is a third. That's why I said this could be a dangerous trend developing.
Right.
David Spunt reports from Washington with the latest.
The recipients, though, were connected to the University of Michigan. Prosecutors also say she deleted the contents of her electronic devices 3 days before flying into the United States. Let's go back to last week when authorities picked up a 33-year-old woman for allegedly smuggling in a fungus, which could be used as an agroterrorism weapon, according to federal prosecutors. The gases from that fungus could cause liver damage, vomiting, and reproductive defects in humans and livestock. Officials say that woman has direct ties to the Chinese Communist Party and works at the University of Michigan, and her boyfriend is connected to the university in China, a university in China.
424 News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks finishing higher as investors remain focused on ongoing trade talks between U.S. and Chinese officials who, in addition to discussing tariffs, are reportedly addressing current restrictions on shipments of rare earth minerals and chips, among other products. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said the talks are going well so far. Tech and energy gained while industrials lagged and chip makers rose. Shares of Advanced Micro Devices were up 1% after hitting their highest level since January on Monday. The Dow winners Amgen, Visa, and IBM. The Dow decliners Microsoft, Salesforce, and McDonald's. The Dow rising 105 points. The Nasdaq higher by 124. S&P 500 up 33. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, this traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulkway Service is now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. today before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. Our worst looking spots are Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, sitting at around 84 degrees. It's going to be a low of 75 tonight with a 50% chance of storms. Those thunderstorm chances are going to bleed into your Wednesday, where it will be a high of 87 and a low of 76.
Security preparations underway in Washington, ahead of Saturday's Army 250th birthday parade. Christian Goodwin is in Washington today.
Matt McCool, special agent in charge of the U.S. Secret Service Washington Field Office, says officers from federal, state, and local agencies will be on the ground during the parade.
We've established a dedicated phone line for residents and businesses in the area who may have questions or issues. In partnership with the D.C. Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency, we will be sharing that number through community groups. It will be active on the day of the parade.
Adding folks will see 18.5 miles of anti-scale fencing, 17 miles of bike rack concrete barriers, 175 magnetometers, and multiple drones operating in the area. President Trump, who will be celebrating his 79th birthday, is expected to speak at the event, which will feature thousands of troops and 100 military vehicles. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And Governor Gavin Newsom considering a boycott of federal taxes. California and the Trump administration are at odds over immigration and now taxes due to proposed federal funding cuts for California. Newsom says California is a donor state, paying out $80 billion more in federal taxes than it receives. In 2022, the state contributed $692 billion in taxes but received just $609 billion back. That created an $83 billion pay gap. That data is according to the California Budget and Policy Center.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. You know, posting insults will get you absolutely unemployed pretty darn fast. Just ask Terry Moran from ABC News. He's out. I first thought he was suspended. He's out. After posting insults about White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller and President Donald Trump, Alexandria Hoff in Washington has the numbers.
ABC News is suspending veteran correspondent Terry Moran due to what the network calls subjective personal attacks. Now, that quickly deleted post calling Miller's influence vile and writing, Miller is a man who is richly endowed with the capacity for hatred. He's a world-class hater. Moran continued by calling the president the same, quote, but his hatred only a means to an end, and that end is his glorification. ABC announced Moran's suspension pending further evaluation, stating this: ABC News stands for objectivity and impartiality in its news coverage and does not condone subjective personal attacks on others. The post does not reflect the views of ABC News and violated our standards.
And by the time that story was posted, we have learned here at News Radio 92.3 that Terry Moran is now definitely out at ABC News. No suspension in place there.
Tough gig. And nearly half of Americans.
A prime gig he blew.
Yeah, no. I mean,
that was big time gig.
Ugh, and nearly half of Americans.
Explain that one to your wife.
Nearly half of Americans are disagreeing with President Trump's decision to send Marines to L.A. in response to mass protests. According to a flash poll from YouGov, 47% of respondents disapproved of Trump's military deployment, while 34% agreed and 19% said that they weren't sure. The poll also found results were split along party lines, with Democratic respondents six times as likely to disagree with Trump's military involvement than Republicans.
You know, Austin, people can do the darndest thing. Sometimes they're absolute knuckles. Heads, you know, I'm going to go to this story with you. You'll see what I'm talking about. Taking travel frustrations to the extreme limits is what we're going to frame this one as.
Alrighty.
A Michigan man has been arrested and charged with calling in a phony bomb threat. Here's Sue Guzman.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says airline personnel refused to allow 23-year-old Charles Robinson to board a Spirit Airlines flight last week after he arrived late to Detroit's Metropolitan Airport. They say after getting into an argument with customer service agents, he allegedly used a cell phone to call in a bomb threat against the flight, forcing dozens of airline passengers to evacuate. Investigators say they connected the Michigan man to the threat through phone records. He was arrested when he returned to the airport for another flight. He's been charged with maliciously giving false information about an explosive and was released on bond. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And if you thought I forgot, it's because I almost did. We got a pair of tickets to give away to Pensacola Little Theater's production of Camelot. It's a timeless musical that transports audiences to the legendary kingdom of King Arthur and the valiant knights of the Round Table, filled with romance, chivalry, and the pursuit of an idealized society. If you want to go to this production, all you got to do is be the first person to text in to 850-437-1620. Again, that is 850-437-1620. Text in PLT. PLT. First person to do that gets that pair of tickets there.
You see, not only were you transparent, you were honest about the whole thing.
Oh, yes. I'm nothing if not humble.
Okay, summer concert series. Bands on the beach tonight. Yeah, it's going to happen. The band is Schofield. The curtain rises on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage. 7 o'clock. Bring your beach chair and blankets, leave the pets and glass at home, and look for the lot of yellow from Cat Country. They'll be out there.
Absolutely.
All right, sports coming up in 5. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass addressing the recent protest and unrest in her city following federal immigration raids. She's also critical of President Trump for deploying the National Guard.
L.A. Mayor Karen Bass says she plans to call President Trump to say the ICE raids hurt the local economy and calling the cost of military deployment a waste.
Wasting taxpayers' money. Give us that money.
Saying the unrest has been within a few blocks downtown.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, the president, saying without the guard, L.A. would have burned. 11 are dead, including the gunman, after a high school shooting in Austria. Several others injured. Fox's Alex Hogan.
Some of the hospitalized victims are in critical condition. Austria's chancellor today says that there are no words to express the pain and the grief felt by the entire country.
Investigators say the 21-year-old shooter took his own life. America's listening to Fox News.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. 3 bold sandwiches and 1 happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar Pulled Pork Sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, they're the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With 4 powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Don't break your heart, wanna give your heart a break. I know you're scared, it's wrong, like you might make
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the Pensacola City Council is set to vote on a settlement agreement Thursday to settle a federal civil lawsuit over the seawall that protects the Palafox Pier Marina and the other docks in the area. The agreement allows the marina company to make repairs to the seawall, and if those repairs are completed within 5 years, the city will be legally obligated to extend the Bailyn Slips Marina lease with the city by 25 years to the year 2070.
Here's your second important story that we're going to pass along to you today. Escambia County wants to eliminate derelict boats, especially, and I see them all the time, in Bayou Chico, the county's largest dumping ground of unwanted boats. In the first week of June, Escambia Code Enforcement recorded 17 vessels in the bayou that they are monitoring on a day-to-day basis. Escambia commissioners sent a letter to the Florida legislature asking the state to allow counties to designate their code enforcement officers to investigate vessels in county waters. Right now, as it stands in Florida statutes, only a sworn law enforcement officer can enforce on derelict vessels.
In your third and final top story this afternoon, forecasters at the National Hurricane Center confirm that they are tracking three tropical waves. One is located off the western coast of Africa. The two other waves are traveling west over the central Atlantic. So no tropical cyclone activity is expected during the next 7 days in the Caribbean Sea or the Gulf of America.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
A penalty-filled game. Panthers scored three of their six on the power play as time winds down, and Florida takes a 2-1 lead.
On TNT, the Florida Panthers dominated Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final in Sunrise. Unlike the first two games in Edmonton, which were decided in overtime and double overtime, this one never in doubt. The Panthers led 2-0 after one period, 4-1 after two, and 6-1 by the end of the game. Power play goals by Carter Verhaeghe, Aaron Ekblad, and Evan Rodriguez. Brad Marchand opened the scoring for Florida, the oldest player to score goals in each of the first three games of a cup final. Sam Reinhart and Sam Bennett also scored for the Panthers. Bennett scored his league-leading 14th goal of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Panthers now 2 wins away from winning a second straight Stanley Cup. Game 4 will be in Sunrise Thursday. The NBA Finals pick up tomorrow in Indianapolis. The Pacers and the Thunder are tied 1 game apiece. Cleveland Cavaliers All-Star guard Darius Garland had surgery Monday on the big toe of his left foot, expected to make a full recovery in time for training camp.
High fly ball, way back. Josh Naylor all the way to the wall, and it's a walk-off grand slam. Just the third walk-off grand slam in Diamondbacks history, and the first since Ryan Roberts back in 2011. Second career walk-off homer for Naylor.
On Diamondbacks TV, of the 9 Major League Baseball games Monday, 5 decided in extra innings. Josh Naylor's walk-off grand slam ended the Diamondbacks' 8-4 win over the Mariners in 11 innings. The Dodgers topped the Padres in 10, 8-7. Blue Jays got by the Cardinals in 10 innings, 5-4. Rays beat the Red Sox in 11, 10-8, and the Phillies topped the Cubs in 11 innings, 4-3. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, and we got some news on legendary ESPN college football analyst Lee Corso. He's ending his career where his trademark tradition started. ESPN announced that Corso's final appearance on College Game Day will be in Week 1 of the upcoming season when the Texas Longhorns face the Ohio State Buckeyes. The marquee game and a rematch from last season's college football playoff semifinal will go down August 30th in Columbus, Ohio. Corso's famous headgear pick tradition began back in 1996 at Ohio State when he picked the Buckeyes to beat the Penn State Nittany Lions.
I was going to say, you know, that headpiece for Ohio State and Lee Corso go together. It was like it was made for him, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be a great. I'm going to miss him because I really did enjoy his work. Locally in sports, Pensacola's back in the winning column. The Wahoos now above that 500 level, 29-28 in 25 season play. Tonight, Pensacola faces Rocket City on the road. It is game one of a 6-game series against the Trash Pandas. First pitch will go out 6:35 up in Huntsville this afternoon.
And Chris, Aaron Rodgers, of course, he was talking to reporters in Pittsburgh. It's been very recent after he went to the Steelers officially. Well, he already dropped a bombshell on us. He says he's married. The new Steelers QB told reporters that he became a married man a couple of months ago, and while Rodgers did confirm that he's married, the athlete did not reveal any other specifics about his partner or the nuptials. Speculation about Rodgers' marital status grew last week when he was spotted sporting a black ring on his wedding finger while signing his new one-year deal with the Steelers.
439 News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Members of Congress are expected to meet tomorrow to play in the annual Congressional Charity Baseball Game. This tradition dates back to 1909.
Yikes.
Just a few years. Chad Burnham has the story from Washington.
Former Braves minor league farmhand Roger Williams is the GOP skipper. Linda Sanchez of California steers the Democrats. They play at Nats Park, just blocks from the Capitol. The teams aim to raise more than $2 million for charity, playing in front of nearly 30,000 fans. But despite the bipartisan camaraderie, lawmakers play for keeps. Even the umpires get dinged up. Republicans have dominated in recent years, Democrats never winning under House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Since 1962, Republicans lead the series 37-23. On Capitol Hill, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
And Stephen A. Smith says that he has no desire to run for office. The sports commentator said he no longer had an interest in a political bid because he'd have to give up a lot of money to do that, and he'd rather be a hellraiser. Smith has publicly teased a political run in the past, and he seemingly garnered support from President Trump. Despite the change in desire, Smith still wants to be a major player in terms of a voice and a conduit for change.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The Edmonton Oilers embarrassed themselves in Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final, now find themselves down 2-1. It's one thing to get blown out of a game, but the Oilers thought it was a good idea to try and play the role of the ultimate fake tough guy, and it was lame and humiliating. The Oilers fell right into the Panthers' trap, and it's wild that Jonah Gogovic got Edmonton to crash out. So coming up in Game 4 on Thursday night, the Oilers better stay true to themselves rather than trying to be the brawling team that they clearly aren't. I'm Zach Gelb.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/score. That's ethos.com/score.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, this is a funny story. A woman is fined for pulling the pants off a man.
What?
Does that get your attention, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah, it
got
does,
my
actually.
Attention. Here's Lillian Wu.
She said it was a prank, but a woman getting a slap down in South Korean court for sexual misconduct, ordered to undergo 8 hours of sexual violence prevention education for pulling down a male colleague's trousers and also accidentally his underwear in front of other employees in a restaurant kitchen last year. She was also fined about $2,000. The woman had claimed she intended to play a practical joke, commonly known as pantsing. However, prosecutors found she'd sexually humiliated the man and charged her with an indecent act by compulsion. In sentencing, the court took into account that the woman had no criminal record and was remorseful. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All right, and a new trailer is being released for A24's Eddington. The film takes place during the COVID summer of 2020, and it follows a mayoral race in New Mexico between a sheriff, played by Joaquin Phoenix, and the incumbent, played by Pedro Pascal. The film also touches on the death of George Floyd and the protests that followed. The rest of the cast includes Austin Butler, Emma Stone, and Luke Grimes. Eddington hits theaters on July 18th.
Listen to you drop those names over there.
Yeah, star-studded cast.
Let me drop a couple more for you. More stars going to be inducted into the Television Academy Hall of Fame. Michelle Pollino has more for us.
The Television Academy has announced its 27th Hall of Fame class: Viola Davis, Conan O'Brien, Ryan Murphy, Henry Winkler, Don Mischer, and Mike Post will be inducted at this year's ceremony on August 16th. They join over 150 legends honored since the Hall of Fame launched in 1984. The Hall of Fame celebrates lifetime achievement and singular contributions to television. Television Academy Chair Chris Abrego called the honorees trailblazers who have shaped the landscape in profound ways. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
445 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together. All right, give it to me.
All right. Well, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Don't have too much going on from what I can see. Do have some backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. And on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Last major spot's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather on a local scale, 84 degrees, low of 75 tonight with some rainfall chances bleeding into your Wednesday. Where the high will be 87 and the low will be 76.
I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but over the past couple of days, have you noticed the fact of the matter that I have not been talking about burning wildfires in the state of Florida?
Oh, I have noticed that.
We do this daily, but there has been no need to because the state's wet.
Going through
a lot of a wet period here. As a matter of fact, a wet few days ahead for the south, high temperatures for the northwest, and Janice Dean has returned today with more in our Fox weather forecast.
A stalled-out frontal boundary that is draped across the south and along the Gulf Coast states will bring days of storms and heavy rain. Flash flooding will be the biggest concern, with some thunderstorms reaching severe limits. The Northeast also seeing rain in the forecast today, while record heat is the story for the Northwest, which should ease up midweek. For all your latest forecast details, be sure to check in with foxweather.com. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. CNBC reports that trade negotiators from the U.S. and China met for the second day in a row today in London. J.P. Morgan analysts say if the U.S.-China talks go well, there's a chance the S&P 500 could reach a new record high. The World Bank forecasts that President Trump's trade wars are expected to decimate economic growth this year. Citing a substantial rise in trade barriers, the agency said the U.S. economy would grow at a rate half as fast, 1.4%, than it did last year. Just 33% of U.S. respondents to a survey by European Travel Commission are planning to visit Europe this summer. That's around 7% less compared year over year. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the Dow gaining more than 100 points, the S&P 500 setting a three-day record up by 32, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gained more than 120 points. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, the Department of Agriculture pushing for changes to the food stamp program. Ryan Schmeltz has the details for you.
Secretary Brooke Rollins and Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. will sign waivers today to remove sugary drinks from SNAP, the federal food stamp program. The USDA says the move will push President Trump's effort to make America healthy again. Supporters have long argued removing soda and other sugary drinks from SNAP will encourage healthier food choices and save taxpayers money. Critics have questioned if the initiative will be effective, could put a burden on grocery stores tasked with enforcing SNAP, and limits people's freedom of choice. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And the World Bank cutting its global growth projections. It now expects the global economy to expand by 2.3% this year, which is down sharply from an earlier forecast of 2.7%. The bank cited international discord over trade as a primary factor in its new report Tuesday. It also cut its 2025 growth forecast for the U.S. to 1.4%, noting that the outlook could improve if major countries strike new trade agreements.
Okay, a major food supplier is working to restore service after a severe hacking, Jenny Casola reports.
United Natural Foods, a major food distributor for Whole Foods, says it's working with customers around the country and across its formats to serve them as best as the company can. It's still dealing with a cyber incident it became aware of on June 5th. There was unauthorized activity on some IT systems. Executives say the disruption temporarily affected its ability to fulfill and distribute orders. United Natural Foods has implemented workarounds for certain operations to continue serving customers where possible. It's working with cybersecurity professionals and is continuing to safely bring systems back online as soon as possible. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
And hidden expenses are costing homeowners thousands of dollars. According to a new Bankrate study, homeowners spend around $21,000 yearly on hidden costs, which can include home maintenance, property taxes, homeowners insurance, utilities, internet, cable bills, you know the drill. They are referred to as hidden because they're often overlooked or unforeseen, especially when budgeting to buy a place.
Not hidden. That's for sure. They're definitely tangible, and they're definitely there. 27 states and the District of Columbia on Monday filed a lawsuit. This happened in bankruptcy court seeking to block the sale of a personal genetic data company, 23andMe, without customer consent. Court-appointed independent consumer privacy regulator was due to examine the proposed sale and how it might affect consumer privacy and report to the court today. Have not heard that outcome. But as soon as you, as soon as I hear it, you're going to hear it on News Radio 90. I promise you, on News Radio 92.3.
And Disney is taking full control of Hulu. The media giant has agreed to pay Comcast more than $438 million to buy its stake in the streaming service. Disney CEO Bob Iger said the deal clears the way for a deeper and more seamless integration of Disney Plus and Hulu content.
You know, AI is going to go in areas that people just never imagined, and that one area being the legal area. These machines are smart.
Yeah.
And AI right now is targeting students with financial aid fraud. Lillian Wu has the report on this one.
The rise of artificial intelligence, plus the popularity of online classes, is spelling an uptick in financial aid fraud, according to government reports. For instance, in California, CalMatters reporting a jump in suspected fake students from about 20% in 2021 to 34% this year, with state colleges handing over an estimated $10 million in federal funds to so-called ghost students, which join online classrooms just long enough to collect financial aid checks. A temporary rule now in place requires first-time applicants for federal student aid to show colleges a government-issued ID. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And community leaders in Memphis pushing back to block Elon Musk's ex-AI project over concerns about air pollution from planned gas turbines. At a Monday press conference, State Representative Justin Pearson and the NAACP urged officials to deny the company's air permit. Critics say the project risks public health, especially in low-income areas.
Yeah, we're talking about X. Do you see? And we're getting reports now down line that it looks like Elon Musk and President Trump are mending fences.
Really?
We'll have more for you throughout the afternoon. I'm following this story as it starts to unroll here. Trade talks between the U.S. and China have continued in London. Edward Lawrence crossed the pond with more information.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent was supposed to be on a flight back to Washington, D.C. because he's got testimony tomorrow. But a Treasury official saying that they're working on some technical details, and that's the reason they're back talking. And the feeling among the U.S. trade team is that there is real discussions that are happening here. And in fact, these talks today have been going on for more than 5.5 hours at this point. So President Trump ultimately wants to open the Chinese market to U.S. goods. He wants China to stop the slow walking of exports of rare earth minerals. Also, China wants to avoid those 145% snapback reciprocal tariffs set to be imposed on August 12th.
4:52, we'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some health notes to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
If you're a fan of Joann Fabrics, you're going to love Daryl's Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing and embroidery machine dealer in the Pensacola area and now offers lots of apparel fabric, children's fabric, and quilting fabric, in addition to sewing machine furniture, sewing and embroidery supplies, and lots of notions. Financing is available. Call 850-438-5444. As Joann's closes, remember Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the FHSAA and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
The cost of health care is in the news. Tune in tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and we'll be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program as well as the 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds they now offer. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress and the cost of health care tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Her skin so brown.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
With a billion stars all around. Cause I got a I know you won't let me down, cause I'm already standing on the ground.
4:55. News Radio 92.3. I was just sitting. Yes, Austin, I was just sitting back and enjoying the music.
I could tell.
What a great track. Heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price. Look, I'm moving in here and looking pretty healthy today with a look at the weather and traffic together.
Absolutely. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Indeed.com. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Start at Indeed.com/credit. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. Do have some backups at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and Nine Mile Road developing, though. And still got some on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 84 degrees. Going to be a low of 75 tonight. Got rainfall chances. Chances that are going to bleed into your Wednesday, where the high will be 87 and the low will be 76.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, 4:56. News Radio 92.3 afternoon, everybody. A pharmacy group says it will withhold its endorsement of the CDC's revised COVID-19 vaccine guidance. Tanya J. Powers has the story.
The American Pharmacists Association's decision not to endorse the CDC's latest immunization schedule came after the removal of the recommendation for pregnant women to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The pharmacy group says pregnancy is a high-risk condition, and those who are pregnant should be recommended to receive the COVID vaccine. On Monday, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a longtime vaccine skeptic, fired the entire CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization, calling it a move to restore public trust in vaccines. The action is the opposite of the promise Kennedy made during his confirmation hearings when he told Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy, who is a doctor, that he would not alter the committee. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And a sleep expert is sharing tips that a golf star uses to get a good night's sleep. George Sfintescu says Roy McIlroy, make sure he does not eat within 2 hours of bedtime and takes health supplements, including magnesium. The sleep expert says that McIlroy also wears blue light blocking glasses after 5 p.m., cuts caffeine off at 2 p.m., and takes a nighttime bath. He also sleeps in a cool room.
And magnesium, you said it, is the key operative word there. That is the miracle thing.
And let the record show, when I said cool room, I don't mean like an adjective as far as it right. being stylish. I mean, it is chilly in there.
Professor Austin Price is
yeah.
English professor.
Let me break it down for you.
Okay, new study finding restrictive dieting is linked to depression. I believe this wholly. This is pretty positive, right on target statement.
Right.
At least Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health.
A new study suggests restricting calories for your physical health may have serious negative impacts on mental health. It finds that taking calorie cutting too far may worsen depression symptoms. Researchers found that those who followed a calorie restrictive diet, particularly men or those with a higher body mass index, were more likely to have higher symptoms of depression. The study adds people who ate more ultra-processed foods experienced a higher rate of depression symptoms than those on a Mediterranean-style diet. The study's published in the journal BMJ Nutrition, Prevention, and Health. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Yep, more funding cuts to talk about. Director of the NIH is defending proposed cuts to research grants in a heated Capitol Hill hearing. Every meeting up in Capitol Hill has been heated. I mean, you got to start paying admission to see these things. Here's Jared Halpin with more from the White House.
The Trump administration is proposing an $18 billion cut for the National Institutes of Health and has paused or redirected billions of dollars in research grants to universities accused of academic bias by the president. NIH Director Jay Bhattacharya says the agency remains committed to research for cancer, Alzheimer's, diabetes, and ALS.
There have been opportunities for reform for how the biomedical research enterprise works.
Hundreds of NIH employees have signed onto a public letter warning the administration's policies are undermining the NIH mission. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Exciting night tonight on Pensacola Beach Summer Concert Series. Bands on the Beach, the band Schofield is on stage at 7. Bring your beach chair and blankets. Leave the pets and glass at home. News and 12 coming up on News Radio 92.12.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.